Stalin's portrait is superbly displayed, but Roosevelt's is draped in black mourning crepe. He died on April the 12th. One of America's most renowned generals, George S. Patton, is furious. He thinks the Americans should have entered Berlin before the Russians. Patton, the man with the pistols in his belt, who drove his tanks through Africa, through Normandy, through the Ardennes. He says to Eisenhower, "The Ninth Army is 60 miles from Berlin. Not to go all the way there is a historic error whose consequences will be very grave." Eisenhower says nothing. The only thing that matters to him is to eliminate Hitler and the Nazis. A few days earlier, Patton had called him up urgently, wanting him to witness the horrors of the concentration camp at Buchenwald. Eisenhower had the inhabitants of the nearby city of Weimar taken there in trucks so that they could no longer say they did not know, in order to show them that such things did exist, so that they would be able to testify in Germany. To say that they had seen the tattoos collected from the corpses of the deported. The lampshades made of human skin. The shrunken head paperweights. Then, in accordance with the Yalta agreements, Eisenhower withdrew his troops from Buchenwald, which was located in the Soviet zone. Stalin immediately puts the camp back to work. It will become part of his prison system, where people suspected of hostility towards his regime will be imprisoned. In Berlin, the Russians are 300 meters away from the Führer's bunker.